It's time for Football Friday with Paul Feinbaum, presented by Bryant Bank, your hometown bank with big bank benefits, located in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now, here's Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
Our friend Paul Feinbaum joins us this morning, and our buddy's name is out there, and I'm not even talking about football. It's pretty much everywhere, Paul, and of course, if you take a glance at 1819 News, you'll see that they are trying to see what your future looks like in terms of politics.
And I don't know where that got started, guys. Is that just something the media created, or is this a legitimate... hey, I appreciate the question. I would have asked the question as well. And the thing I know most about right now, and the thing that I spend the most amount of time on, is college football. So yep. I can't imagine, thinking about anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, something that is there anything more important than this weekend's games?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. And I think a lot of your listeners every afternoon feel the same way. It's just, it's the fake news media all over again.
Of course.
Fake news media.
Yeah. I have one more thing to say. It's a hoax.
Paul Feinbaum, still with the SEC Network and, of course, on radio, FM Talk 106.5 among his affiliates every day from 2 to 6 in the afternoon.
And Paul, a little bit of I'm not sure. I guess some of the Bama fans feel this way. They're not as vocal about it as fans of other teams. But to be fourth ranked in the nation and have some major concerns as we head towards the end of the year. I know on Sunday SportsCenter, and you've been talking about it quite a bit throughout the week, you seem to think you need a run game to win a national championship. And to this point, that Alabama run game, which has been historical for so many years, it hasn't shown up this year.
No, and I thought that was probably the most interesting aspect of the other day is the anger. Alabama beats LSU, one of the biggest rivals, by 11 points at home, and you would have thought, I think they covered the spread too, by the way.
It did.
But and everybody was angry. Now, I did all I said on SportsCenter the other day, which became a big topic, mm-hmm. was, if they can't figure out their running game, they're not going to win the national championship, and I don't think that's a stretch.
No. Yeah, it's like this, Paul. It's like traditionally, you need to have some sort of a run game. Like you have to run the ball, and you can't let people just rip through you with the run, right? Those are the two principles in football, and I still think even today, like if Alabama was winning these games but giving up 200 yards on the ground every week, you'd be alarmed by that. Fans would be too.
And another thing I do know, there's a lot of things I don't know right now, but what I do know is that you don't find your running game in mid-November. You either had it early on. You can't go trade for it. You can't go buy it. So it is a concern. But the good part for Alabama is that Ty Simpson is so effective with the vertical passing game that I think they can overcome it. But it just depends on the matchup. Yep. And, this weekend is a challenge because the defensive line of Oklahoma is among the very best. They have a good quarterback. I mean, they can produce points. They have been inconsistent at times, but it's a little scary the fact that they won at Neyland Stadium a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and, your friend Lane Kiffin also started a little bit of a conversation about Oklahoma.
That's not like him.
And signs coming off of the Auburn game.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of contributed, Auburn's lack of success, not so bad, but to Oklahoma knowing what they were going to run. And then the same thing came up before the Tennessee game where Oklahoma ended up winning in Neyland.
And Lane said he meant it as a compliment.
So is there actually anything to that? I mean, sign stealing is such a vague term these days. Some call it gamesmanship. But what are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised that Kiffin just kept harping on it. I'm surprised Kiffin has time for anything right now, considering he's been late to so many different jobs. But ultimately, I don't think there's that much to it. I think it's just part of college football.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I think Oklahoma will be a real test for Alabama this weekend. And when we start looking at these losses in the L column, as we head towards playoff selection. What would it take for Auburn to, for Alabama to not be in? I mean, are we talking two or three losses? Is three losses a no-go completely?
I think three would do Alabama in. The only school in the SEC that I think can survive three losses would either be a school losing its third game in the SEC championship, or Texas. And the reason I say Texas is because one of those losses would be to Ohio State.
We'll preview that game coming up too, Paul. That big Saturday night game with Georgia and Texas. But how about the jobs that are open right now? Arkansas, Florida. Sometimes Arkansas is the one that really gets, you know, lost in the conversation. But Florida, Auburn, LSU, and there's some talk anyway. Some college analysts that I've heard say that Auburn has actually quietly got their act together behind the scenes. And that would not be the case necessarily at LSU, because everything that they've been doing have been in front of the scenes anyway, with the governor being involved and with them trying to, to not allow Kelly to walk away with all that money. That's not a good look, is it?
It's a terrible look. And quite frankly, of the four jobs, I don't know much about Arkansas because I think they'll be pretty far down in the pecking order. But
yeah,
I have no doubt that Auburn has probably done the best job of keeping everything down. I think Florida is in a waiting game. LSU, I think, is in chaos. I think Auburn right now has centered most of its conversation on John Sumrall from Tulane. Mm-hmm. He seems to be not only the favorite, but the heavy favorite right now.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, Florida, by the way, still waiting for kickoff against Kentucky because they didn't show up last weekend. Absolutely smacked around.
They're still waiting on a call from Lane Kiffin, too.
Maybe that's what it is. The DJ Durkin, and Auburn put up a heck of a fight. Best offense we've seen from him this year. But Diego Pavia just made it happen for Vanderbilt. And there was, of course, you expected it, but discussion about, well, maybe Durkin's worth keeping around. I don't know if that's the case, but he certainly did himself a favor by having that team so ready to play on Saturday.
I thought he did a great job, and I think he put himself into the mix as a possible candidate. I'm not saying he's a favorite. By no means is he, but had he won the game, I think he would be getting a little more attention. But getting that game to overtime was significant. I think he's a candidate. He's a backstop candidate, somebody to fall back on.
And maybe also – the way he was talking, it was like he was going to have a future at Auburn. Maybe he would keep the role of defensive coordinator if the new guy allowed him to stay on the staff, because he looks like he is really very good at coaching defense.
I think that could happen, and that would be a plus, because I mean he's already got, I think he's already won the team back. I don't want to shovel any more dirt on Hugh Freeze, but why not? It's just remarkable how truly bad he was. When you think about one week's difference between Kentucky and Vanderbilt, and we saw a team that very well pulled off one of the biggest wins of the year. Didn't happen, but they were close. Versus an absolutely disgraceful performance that we saw the previous week.
Yeah.
And Vandy keeps themselves alive in the playoff conversation. Really, Pavia keeps them alive, and Stowers and the team they've built there. He had an incredible night. They're sitting – I know we don't put a whole lot of stock in the CFP rankings this early, but sitting 14th, that's kind of right there in the mix, and they've got Tennessee on the schedule still.
Yeah, I mean, all you can really do is look at, okay, what if they beat Tennessee? Do they position themselves? And if they beat Tennessee, they have a chance. It's all going to depend on other circumstances, but by no means would it be over, though. I still think they're a long shot, but they have a shot.
You know, turning our attention to this week's games, we go to Tuscaloosa, where I said earlier this week on our morning show on Mobile Mornings that the people are going to return to Mobile with suntans and sunburns. It's going to be like 80 degrees and sunny on this mid-November day, right there in the middle of the afternoon, Oklahoma at Alabama. The one thing that strikes me, Paul, is Oklahoma is very good at stopping the run, but I don't know if that means that much in this game anyway, since Alabama's not really going to try to challenge you with the run anyhow. But if Oklahoma's defense can get after the quarterback, I think that could be a big factor.
just remember back to the Auburn game about 6-7 weeks ago. I mean, they just they were unrelenting on Jackson Arnold. Now again, Auburn doesn't have the versatility that Alabama from a passing game. But they can be very scary, and I'm sure Brent Venables, being one of the best defensive coaches in the country, will come after them with fury.
Yeah, he comes after everybody that way. I mean, he coaches one way, and it's pressure, Dalton. We watch it for years, right?
Yeah, we really have. Really, for this SEC slate this weekend, even though we have SEC games, a whole lot of kind of unappetizing games. I mean, Texas A&M, big favorites over South Carolina, and that'll be in College Station. LSU and Arkansas. Who knows how that'll go, but LSU certainly not a fun team to watch right now.
No, they're not.
You got a couple non-conference games. Ole Miss hosts Florida, big favorites for the Rebels. But that Georgia game in Athens hosting Texas, I mean, this could be a really, really good game, or Georgia could come out like they did against Mississippi State, a little bit of a lesser opponent last week, and just put the screws down and do their job like they're so good at doing.
Paul, are you wearing your Gunner for Heisman T-shirt this morning?
I am, and I'm heading over there as soon as we get off the phone here. And, yeah, I will be. I'll be Gunner for Heisman and Mike Bobo for Coach of the Year.
Okay, well, apologies will be accepted, Paul.
So first thing I've learned about politics is always tell your constituency they are right.
So has Texas picked it up enough here as we've moved through the year? Are they going to provide a stiff test for Georgia, or what do you see happening here?
I think they will. I don't know if you remember me telling you that Arch Manning would win the Heisman.
maybe. In the recesses of my mind, yes.
Right now, he is ahead of Nussmeier and Klubnik, who are the other favorites. So at least we got something right. I think this will be a very entertaining game tonight, or whenever it is, tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, it should be another great weekend, and things working themselves out here these last few weeks of the season. Rivalry week on the way here soon, which is obviously huge. Paul, we appreciate your time so much. We'll be checking you out on the radio this afternoon and tomorrow morning on SEC Nation from Athens. We really enjoy what you do and appreciate your time with us on here on Mobile Mornings.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to talking next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. There's a big rivalry week in May, Paul. It's called the primaries. But anyway, we are so happy that you spent time with us today. Appreciate it.
Paul Finebaum and Football Fridays with Finebaum, presented by Bryant Bank. What are you thinking? What are you going to be watching? Going to Tuscaloosa this weekend to get sunburnt, as Dan says?
Yeah.
Watch that Oklahoma game. Don't let them steal the signs.
I think a lot of people are just going to be doing what we just always do. And ABC's done a great job of lining up these SEC games back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case this week, but, man, Bama and Oklahoma followed by Georgia and Texas. That's some good time on the sofa.
It sure is. More Mobile Mornings on the way.